opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. And today is July the 3rd, 2017. It is the 7th month of the year. So we're on the other side of, we're on the downside of the year. 2017 is halfway done. So as they continue to fly by, man, going by really quickly. So just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show and want to say thank you for who you are and what you do. And I think it's very, very important that we continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And then once you go there, there is on the far right-hand margin of the homepage, that's the homepage for this network, you'll see the donation prompt that's there. Just hit that and follow it and just give some of your financial energy so this network can continue to grow and do what it's doing and bring you what it's been bringing you and so, so much more. Also, there's another way that you can support Black Talk Radio Network by being a part of its, So you could be part of a social media network known as BTR Community. And BTR Community is something that was brought to, is brought to you by, in a more holistic way, by Black Talk Radio Network. So you can engage in all of your social media activities without being adversely affected by having your identity sold to any bidder, or having your overall activities data mined and put into a spider for future information and whatever else is going to be done with it, so you don't have to worry about that. So go to BTR Community. It is only $24 a year. Hey, my man Chico Stick is in queue, so as soon as we get going with the show, my man Chico Stick is here looking forward to today's show. What up, Chico Stick? So we're going moving on. Hey, Dave, how you doing? Dave, what's up, brother? How you feeling? We're just gonna just get some of the preliminary administrative stuff out, Chico Stick. Then we'll jump right into today's show. Looking forward to it with you, brother. Thank you for being on and just being my man, the homie. Yes, sir, yes. Chico Stick is in the building, so we're gonna have a good show for you guys today. So definitely, but listen, BTR Community, definitely go to BTR Community. That is a way that you can engage and in your social media activity without you being adversely affected. And it is a way for us to always be in contact, especially for what's going to be going on. Very, very important, because, you know, whenever you're in FedBook, they definitely actually everything you do is pretty much monitored, pretty much anything, but this is a more holistic way of doing that. Okay. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that and that's not cash. If you like to save in real money, you could do that with Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint. Just go there, check out what's in inventory, and then email info@prosperitymint.com. Someone will get to you. And prosperitymint.com is happy to admit, to announce that it is accepting the cryptocurrencies. You can also purchase your real money by using some of the cryptocurrencies. And the cryptocurrencies that are accepted, I believe it's Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Litecoin. Just those, because those are some of the main ones, have more stability. So if you would like to do that, you could also pay by way of the cryptocurrency. So definitely a lot of things, and there's some other things that's going to be brought to you by Prosperity Mint. It's going to be up there, so check it out. And you may not get paid the wage of a king or a queen, or the wage of a lady and a gentleman, but you definitely can save in that, and that is in real money. That is what the great creator has deemed as necessary and relevant, that having intrinsical value. So make sure you're saving the way and protecting your overall labor and your energy correctly. Okay? So also, everyone, please go to the GoFundMe campaign that's going on for my man, Michael Emmanuel. Michael is just finished chemotherapy last month, a couple of weeks ago, almost 2 weeks ago. And you could go to the GoFundMe campaign to assist him and family with getting him some of the nutritional needs so that he can recover fully from the chemo, and so that the body can rebalance itself so that it will not have to deal with the overall cancer again. And the GoFundMe is GoFundMe.com/SamUnionYankee5P/3500. Definitely check it out. Go there, give, and so that this young man can give back to us all. Give away a fortune so this young man can give one as well. So definitely, definitely assist in that. Greatly appreciate all of you that are engaging in that. And so looking forward to Michael's full and speedy and complete recovery. Okay. Also, if you would like to trade in the cryptocurrencies with us, you can do that by going to rcryptocurrencies.com, rcryptocurrencies.com, and you'll see the DREN 86 is there. You know that that's me for TradeCoin Club. Sign up there and start trading. And then through TradeCoin Club, once you do that, I'll send you the information to set up your account. And then make sure, then reach out to me, and you could do that by actually emailing me, or you can actually text me at 951-790-8330. But I'll see you there, and if there's anything, and then I'll email you, and you can respond to the email to set you all up. There's a couple of things that you need to do. Doing very, very well there in the cryptocurrencies. So looking forward to doing even more. Would love for you all to be a part of it. So, so important in today's world. Okay, so with that being said, we're going to jump into what's in the news. Then we're going to jump into the show with my man Chico Stick, who's already there. And I just want to say thank you to everyone that participated in the Controlling Your Wealth seminar this weekend. And we will actually continue, but we're going to do it again for those of you that missed, because some people miss flights and everything else. It was a busy travel time. So totally forgot about it. It was that, you know, this weekend was the 4th of July weekend, the 4th of July weekend, and it was also a lot of stuff that was happening here in Dallas, so a lot of hotels and everything was booked up because they had something called MegaFest. So it was a lot that was going on. But overall, it was a good ordeal. It was a little challenging in the beginning. Let me just tell you, because we had it at the library. It was a beautiful, beautiful spot. But we were told that we could start at 10 o'clock. So me, you know, I'm, you know, I get there real, real early. But the library doesn't open until 10. And so it pushed us back a little bit, and we got in. And then the projector in the room that we were in didn't work, so we had to switch over. So it was a little delayed, and because of that, kind of pushed us back. So, but We will be giving the whole presentation again. If you missed it, don't worry about it. You can definitely do it. And how we're going to do it now is that you just can email info@prosperitymint.com. info@prosperitymint.com. There was a couple of people that emailed me on Saturday, but because of everything that was going on, wasn't able to respond, and we missed your opportunity to get you in to the overall class. Very, very good class. We worked out the bug, so it's only going to get better from there. And so now we know how to do it, and it's going to be we're not going to have people travel to Dallas anymore for the Control Your Wealth seminar, only because I'm not going to be traveling, so I definitely don't want people traveling. And there's a reason why I'm not going to be traveling up until the end of this year. It's just that this summer is a lot going on. I don't want to be caught anywhere, and I don't want you all to be caught here in Dallas, away from your family and away from, your means and things, you know. So what we're going to be doing it, we're going to be doing it online, and we're pretty much every Saturday, or not, I can't say every Saturday, but pretty much I'll let you know all the Saturdays that we will be doing it. We will be doing it this Saturday as well. So if you missed it, don't worry about it. You could definitely jump in, and you don't have to come to Dallas. Because I'm not going to be traveling, and I'm not going to ask anyone else to travel as well. So was really, really good. Other than that, little bugs, fixed them out, good to go. So definitely, definitely something that you want to engage in. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news, then we get to my man Chico Sticks. And this is, I don't know why, but I may have to change. I think I am. I have to change platforms because my what's in the news stuff is not coming up here. It's not showing anything, so I can't even tell you what's in the news. So put a lot of good stuff there. So let me change positions, and then I will be able to give you what's in the news. So, but today's show, just so you know, we have a special guest who you all already know. And I love Chico Stick, you know, because as soon as I put up that Chico Stick was coming on, a bunch of people said, "Hey man, cool, Chico Stick gonna be on." So Chico Stick is really, really popular because let me tell you, just what you hear in Chico Stick on the air and the times that he's been here, knowing him personally is far, far, much, much, much more. This is a down to earth, great, great person, brother, and friend of mine that, you know, I trust with everything. So we're going to be having a show with Chico Stick. Just give me a second, everyone, because we're going to jump into what's the news. I got to get situated here because the last place I couldn't read, but I may not be able to do this.
Hey, Dave, what issue you having, man, with BTR?
No. It's not BTR. It's not BTR. It's actually me. You know, because where we are, our internet is horrible. And so sometimes what happens, Scotty, is that I won't be able to see everything that's on the board. So, but I'm at another spot, so I just put it on something where I will be able to see it. So okay, we're good to go. Just I'm going to have it real quickly, and we'll get jumping into what's in the news. And if not, I can just pull them up in another way. So today's show, special guest Chico Stick, the entangled web in current and future events. That's going to be today's show. So there we go. Working good now. All right, so if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Then hit ** to unmute yourself. I'm not able to see the board, so just unmute yourself and say, "Excuse me, we'll hear you," and then we will definitely bring you up. I will be able to see the board in a minute, but I need to catch up with the show. So here we go. First article, I posted this one from South China Morning Post, PLA. Warship jets warn off U.S. destroyer in the South Sea of China, and that's the Chinese Navy. Beijing sent a warship and fighter jets to warn off a U.S. Navy destroyer that sailed close to a disputed island in the South Sea of China, calling the passage a serious provocation that strains relationships. So check out that article. Next article, this one comes from Russia Insider. White House afraid there could be leaks about plan. Excuse me. God, man, sorry about that. So, excuse me. All right, so that's what's in there. So Russia Today, they're basically saying that they know that the U.S. is trying to start another incident in Syria, and they know that they are aware that Russia is knows about it and is probably going to be bringing things to light. So it's cause for a bad situation, and you'll see what I mean by that because it's actually already come out. Next article. This one's from Press TV. This Press TV is an Iranian publication. Saudi. Qatar's deadline extended by 48 hours. Saudi Arabia said it has decided, along with its allies, to extend a deadline for Qatar to accept a list of demands by 48 hours. Sounds like Qatar didn't want to do it, so they said give them more time. So that whole situation is very, very strategical, and as what we'll talk with Chico Stick today, all of these things play together because there's a lot that's going on. Next article from Russia Insider again, and it says, it begins, Islamic rebels accuse Syrian army of chlorine attack. An Islamic rebel group has accused the Syrian army of using chlorine against its fighters on Saturday, according to Reuters. Since the allegations, the chlorine holocaust involved Islamic rebels and small children. So check out that article. That was what Russia said was going to be happening. They knew that the U.S. is going to try to use this as a pretext to expand the overall war in Syria, which is much more than what people think. All right, next article. This one also comes from the South China Morning Post. And this article says, I had to pull this up because it didn't show earlier. Trump calls Jinping as tensions escalate over Taiwan and North Korea. So, and what happened, they say that, this is just what they say, when celebrity figurehead Trump called the celebrity figurehead president of China, he called to talk about North Korea, and he got some warnings about Taiwan and North Korea by the president of China, so it says. So President Jinping urged his U.S. counterpart Donald Trump to abide by Washington's decade-old One China policy during a phone call on Monday morning, this morning, as tensions between the two countries resurfaced over Taiwan's dispute in the South Sea of China and how to handle North Korea's nuclear program. So check out that article that's there. Next article. We got this one from Russia Insider again. Russia sanctions bill set up a German-American clash. The Russian sanctions bill that passed the U.S. Senate by 98-2 on June the 15th is a bombshell. It directly moves this down. It directly demonetizes the Nord Stream 2 pipelines under the Baltic Sea, which is bound to double Gazprom's energy capability to supply gas to Europe. And this is, in my effect, ladies and gentlemen, this is how you lose NATO. This is definitely how you lose NATO, because Germany is quite upset that the U.S. is involving in sanctions against Russia, because they can't afford for Russia to be going through any sanctions, especially as, you know, as this is only going to ramp up, and then but winter will be coming, and winter is long and strong in these countries. So check that article out. Next article from Reuters. Trump says he will speak with German and French officials on Monday. Celebrity figurehead President Trump plans to speak with Germans and French officials later on Monday, he said on a post he posted on Twitter that gave no details later this week. Let me tell you, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, the overall relationship, wherever Germany, I said this before, wherever Germany goes, France must go. And they are leaving NATO. And who do you think they're going to align with? I wouldn't be surprised if Germany replaces India in the BRIC nations. Very, very strategically important. Next article from Global Research says, make no mistake, we are already in war in Syria. Something particular happened to American presidents after they take office on January the 20th. Featured image of Donald Trump with U.S. Army Major General Howard, commander of the Joint Headquarters in Arlington Cemetery. So check out that article. It is so true. Another good one, got a YouTube video, and I said the purge is coming into play big time soon. This was from 2018, the purge. And for those of you who know what I mean by the purge, there is a systematic purging of the U.S. globally for reasons, because I believe that we will be moving from I think and I can see the handwriting on the wall, or I can see evidence to substantiate and validate that there will be no United States in the future. It will be the untied states of America. And actually, during our presentation, we gave a lot of good information as to why that is happening and what it's going to look like and what it means. So definitely. So now this YouTube video was talking about how there was allegations that the State Department was engaged in that there were pedophiles within the State Department, that the State Department refused to reprimand or bring up for charges. And this is from Cerebrally Naive Network from back in this is from Today Show. So this is from 2013, but you can see how this is going to start to play out here coming shortly. Next article, I got this one from Sputnik News. Damascus warns Washington of response in case of new aggression against Syria. Last week, the White House claimed that a new attack involving chemical weapons was in the works by Syrian government. However, to decline to present any evidence, Washington vowed to make Syria authorities pay a heavy price. And then now what do we get? They were saying that this did happen. And so some of the Islamic rebels are saying that the Syrian army and Syrian government just did use chlorine gas, and we read that earlier. This is unfolding. Now, listen, everyone, major, major events that are happening here in the States. And this one comes from the Chicago Sun-Times. Illinois House okays income tax hike, spending plan, and the governor vows to veto. With the state on the cusp of a catastrophic credit downgrade, the Illinois House on Sunday voted to end the historical budget drop by passing a long-awaited spending plan, which seeks to pay for it by hiking the income tax, you ready, to 4.9%. But in actuality, ladies and gentlemen, it's a 35% increase in taxes. And this is critical. And this is not just Illinois, it's a bunch of other states. Next article from Sputnik News. U.S. Democrats want to remove Trump from White House for mental incapacity. Check out that article. Next one, this is to go right along with what's happening in Chicago. And this comes from the Chicago Tribune in Illinois. A judge says cash-strapped state must pay more towards medical bill. A federal judge on Friday ordered Illinois to start paying $293 million in state monies towards Medicaid bills every month, an additional $1 billion over the course of the year, worsening a cash flow problem caused by years of budget free spending by the state government. Illinois is done economically. And not only did she do that, read this article, the judge now is making them show proof that they've been paying, that they're going to have to pay. This is major. Next article, I got this one from Bloomberg. America's pension bomb. Illinois is just the start. That is so, so true. Next article, I'm going to hurry up so we can get in the show with my man Chico Stick. This one comes from Press TV. Iran should act so as to isolate the United States. So check out that article. Let me hurry up and get through this stuff. And that's actually what's happening. This one comes from Reuters. Putin has phone talks with Qatar. Bahrain on Gulf Road. Very, very important. Next article. Hey, you know what? Y'all know I'm not a movie watcher. So over the weekend, I was hanging out with a buddy, and he was watching the movie. He says, "Hey, Dave, I want you to check out this movie." And I kind of looked. He said, I know, you don't watch movies, but you'll pick up on this real quick." So I said, "All right, cool." So was watching the movie, and the name of the movie was Olympus Has Fallen. And if you know what that movie is about, it was actually about some it was a military operation where they took over the White House, and they wanted the 7th Fleet to pull back from the pullout of the Persian, the Korean Peninsula, and for the U.S. to pull the army out of South Korea so that North Korea could invade South Korea. And man, what did I see? First thing I saw, as soon as it came, the vice president, if this dude didn't look just like Pence, to the point where he had the same darn tie and suit on. So, y'all know I don't watch no movies, but, it was no coincidence there, folks. I mean, to the T, and I got it posted there. Check that out. All right, so let's go. My man Roz posted this one from off the grid news. Police can now say two words to enter your home. Yeah, we definitely did that, right? We posted this one, a welfare check. Yeah, we definitely. Good one. Another article from Off Grid. Roz posted this one. 5 ways to keep food cold without electricity. Man, you need to know that. Definitely. Great article. Next one from Off Grid. Bankrupt states do not have the money for ambulance schools. Roz posted this one. School buses or the lottery. Government calls it a banana republic. Far more than that. So, so true. And that was Illinois again. Next one, Roz posted this one from Off the Grid. My parents survived the Great Depression. Here's the 4 things they taught me. Very important, because I was actually taught by my grandmother, who was in the Great Depression. Another one, Roz posted this one from Off the Grid as well. 5 ways your great-grandparents stockpile fresh produce. Check out that article. Next article, Roz posted this one of a YouTube and he says, the greatest race traders in black history. Check out that YouTube video, and there is a lot of credence to that, but it wasn't just them. It was many others. But, yes, check it out, and there is so much to that that you need to know. Next article, I posted this one from Cerebrally Naive Network. Emmanuel Macron assassination plot foiled by police. And that's the celebrity figurehead president of France. And it was going to happen. There was an assassination plot for when he was going to meet celebrity figurehead Donald Trump on the 14th of July. So check out that article. Next one. My man Roz posted his NASA plans to put nuclear reactors on Mars to power human colonies. Yes, and got that one from the Mirror. Great article. I think that they've always been there. And not only that, there's a bunch of other things going on there. So check out that article. Good article. Next one. This one comes from Psych Central News. Sleep issues tied to more suicidal symptoms in high-risk young adults. Roz posted that one. Next one. Next article I posted this one is this one comes from Stock Board Assets. NASA says solar minimum is coming. U.S. government prepares. And we've been talking about that. We talked about saying that, hey, we about to go through an ice age. And they've been lying about this global warming stuff. So NASA, solar minimum is coming. U.S. government preparing a new report and video out from NASA about the upcoming solar minimum has published. The report says that the solar minimum is coming, outlined. Every 11 years, the sun oscillates from a solar maximum to a solar minimum. And what that means, ladies and gentlemen, there will be less activity from the sun, which means that you get much colder, and all of the ice age come around solar minimum. So check out that article. Next one, last one, and then we're going to get in with my man, Chico Stick. And this is a really, really good, important, and we're going to talk about this one with Chico Stick as well. Pension time bomb in America. National crisis cometh. And we're going to hold that and come back to that one. And we're going to get into today's show with my man, Chico Stick, who is there. And because of that, let me see. No, I still need to do a couple of things. Let me log in so I can see the board. And we'll be good to go. One second. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation today, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. And we'd love to hear from you because, as we always say, a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. And my man Chico Stick is there. Chico Stick, if you would unmute yourself, and I can see the board. And I see you already unmuted. Welcome, Chico Stick, back to Tando Radio Show. Let me tell you, our listeners absolutely love when you come on because all of the great information, and they're going to be in for another great show. And I just want to thank you, brother. What's happening, Chico Stick? How you been, and what's going on?
Oh, thank you, David, and thank you for your listeners. Man, I'm all right, working hard and just watching everything go down, watching all the pieces falling into place. But thank God we're good. The family is good. And thank God we still got our health and, we're still working. So that's all good. Sun rose. And, I'm 6 feet over. So, so that's good.
Always. Man, Chico Stick, once again, thank you, brother, for coming on. And today's show was the Entangled Web in Current and Future Events. And, Chico Stick, man, who else to have? No, is really very few people that I would rather have on talking about some of the things is what's going on in the world. And just to give some of your perspective as to whether those things are, we talked last week and you had said some things that I wanted you to just, share with our listeners, because I think that there's a lot of validity to it, and it could stem in a lot of different ways. And so I said, hey, let's talk about it on Tando, and of course, you are here. And so, Chico Stick, we're in a very difficult time than ever before from a standpoint, if you want to take it from a standpoint of a country and a nation state, the U.S. is in a very difficult time than it ever has been before. Nothing, in my opinion, compares to it in the past. Because of what is faced today on so many fronts and in so many ways. And it's not just a regional or a sovereign problem with one or two nations. It's actually a global move that's happening. And I like to say there is a global disenfranchisement of the states that's happening because and the reason being is because there are other nuclear capable countries, which in my opinion is a good thing, that actually have economic power, economic standing. So the U.S. is losing all of this influence. And so that really plays in a bad way for every person that's here, because that means that your overall purchasing power, your livelihood, which you are used to, which you are accustomed to, is not in a position of being threatened anymore. It is actually being disassembled, and it's not going to be put back together again, in my opinion, because of how severe the dynamics are. Most people think that the U.S. dollar is not backed by, much at all. And then some people do know that the U.S. dollar is not backed by much. And what it is backed by, they can name. One is backed by the debt. Two is backed by the military. Three is backed by the petrodollar status that is being lost, and the reserve currency status. These are the things that actually back the U.S. dollar. That is the fiat standing of the U.S. dollar and what backs it. And one of the things that's very, very important about that is the thing that probably the biggest liability to everyone that's listening to this show about that backing of the U.S. dollar is most people don't know that every so-called U.S. citizen's labor ability to produce energy is backing the U.S. dollar, and that's the first thing that's going to be lost in the future, and it's not going to be a good thing. But the whole world is, you know, gyrating in different directions and making their pushes and their pulls, and there's some, you know, some, in my opinion, there are a lot of subversive plans that's happening and asymmetrical approaches to different things. And I think it's very important that we talk to our listening audience about that, and so that they can have an idea about some of the possibilities so that we don't get caught off guard in the future. So who better to bring on than Chico Stick? So Chico Stick, let's just start in wherever you want to start, you know, from globally, but we had talked last week and you had said something that was so important. I want you to lay that out. What's some of the things that you're seeing that are a threat to the everyday person here, and some of the concerns that you think are valid that people should be you know, protecting themselves against and making ready for, Chico Stick?
Well, thank you. But if I can, I really thank you, Dave. Just let me say that for your introduction. I mean, you really make me sound better. I think I should probably record that and give it to my wife. But anyway, so what I'm
believe it.
She probably won't. I mean, I want to tell your listeners that, you know, I analyze these things and I look at them and I read and I see and I watch and I also pray and I do all these things and it's not, you know, and I've been wrong, obviously, a lot of times. You know, once again, if you want a list of all the times I've been wrong, I mean, I could put my wife on, she'd take over the show, you know. But but the reality is that there's so many things that are going on, and it's almost, you know, you always say, Dave, when, you know, when you're in the middle of your show, you always have the tendency to say there's so much going on, there's so much going on. But the reality of the matter is that there is so much going on. Like right now, there has been a wrench. There has been, we have to understand, there's a wrench that was tossed into the whole world, you know, the New World Order, the globalist agenda. And that wrench was the election of Donald Trump. Not only that, but we also had Theresa May in England with the, you know, with the whole Brexit thing, which was before the election of Donald Trump. And the reason why these things are important is because we have to understand that the EU, and I know you've explained this before on your show, Dave, the EU, this the European Union was supposed to be like the model of what the world would eventually look like. You know, all the nations united, everybody together, you know, like a, they had like a little mini one little world government going on in Europe, and that was
right.
Supposed to start to spread. You know, they were, eventually you had to take out these dictators in the Middle East, then you had to, you know, spread, you know, it was supposed to spread, you know, to the United States, and the United States was supposed to have the whole, you know, what's it called, Dave? The TransUnion, where it's we're supposed to be Canada and Mexico and
Mexico, yeah.
Supposed to be like one, and we're supposed to have one currency here, and that was supposed to happen, but that still didn't. So it keeps frustrating the globalists because, you know, things keep going back. Russia was supposed to have been dealt with by now, and they haven't. China was supposed to be one of the last stages of this thing, and it seems that they're slipping away from that. And the problem is that once you have these guys, like, for example, Putin and even Medvedev, who was before him, you know, start talking against, openly talking against the one world order. Medvedev, several years ago when he was the president, he gave a speech and openly spoke against the one world order. He literally said, and I remember we spoke about this, David, he literally said, like, mm-hmm. You think I know what you guys are doing? You're trying to bring about a new world order. He goes, but Russia, we will never be part of that one world order. And so when they said that, then China was like, and you know, like, hey, one world order, well, wait a second, we don't want, you know, anything to do with that either. And so, of course, that was an issue. But then that issue was placed on the back burner, and they said, well, okay, let us keep dealing with the Middle East. And so now, if you guys recall through history, all those dictators... The North American Union, thank you. They were dealt with one by one. You know, you got rid of the guy, you know, with the supposed Arab Spring. Remember, you got rid of the Egyptian mm-hmm. president. You got rid of Gaddafi. You know, they got rid of, Saddam Hussein. You know, they've been trying to, and they can't get rid of Assad. And all these things put it in just layman's terms, because there's so much, you know, little things with the oil here and the, you know, ISIS over there and ISIL over here and these people here. If you put it just in layman's term, what's trying to happen, what the globalists are trying to happen, is position everything so that you have not necessarily everybody, you know, like what happened in Genesis 11, where everybody was speaking the same language. It doesn't have to be that way, but as long as you have somebody that you can control, you know, as long as you have somebody in power, a puppet who goes along with the program, you're fine. What happens is that Assad has been a thorn in everybody's side. And when I say everybody, I mean the globalists. More with Russia having a naval base there. So Russia has a naval base there. And I'm getting somewhere, Dave, so just bear with me.
No, I know you are. I'm with you. And it's the only naval base outside of Russia that Russia has. It's the only blue water naval base that Russia has outside of Russia. Go ahead, Chico Slick.
Very, very important. It's the only one that they have. They actually set it up a while ago, I think 1979, if I remember, or 71, if I remember correctly. And it's the only one, and not only that, but it's a nuclear naval base, which is very important. It has actually Israel very, very worried that it's actually a nuclear naval base. And so they're there. And so what's happened, in parentheses, by the way, Dave, I don't know if you saw this, but Assad has been moving all his planes to that base. They're moving all his airplanes, so they won't get bombed, because, you know, if the United States or anybody or any of the NATO or any of the allies was to, you know, drop a bomb on that base, I mean, that's war. I mean, that's just an act of war. So, of course, they're very careful not to touch anything there or around that part, that Russian base. And so Assad, being smart, moved all his airplanes. They stuff them all on that base, you know, because he doesn't want them to get bombed. But anyway, so here you have Russia is in Syria, okay? And so now, you know, at the time when Obama was president, he couldn't really do much against Syria because the Russians are there, and the Russians are like, listen, something happens to us, it's going to be an act of war, so we can't get rid of Assad. Okay, but the globalists need to get rid of Assad because he's like the last one in that region, you know, who's not going along with the program. He needs to go along with the program. So they've been trying to get rid of this guy for a long time now. And so you can see the hypocrisy of the United States. You can all go back. Those of you who are on your computer, you can go back and you can actually Google an image of Secretary Clinton at the time or Clinton and Kerry. They were having dinner here in the United States with Assad. They were chilling. You know, having a, you know, nice dinner and all of that. Everybody was cool. Everybody was laughing. Everybody was homeboys. And there was no issue until his ticket came up and said, listen, my man, not for nothing, but, I mean, that's it. You got to go. You got to roll. And then that's when it became a problem because, you know, just as it tends to happen, like what happened with Gaddafi. Now, I'm not a Gaddafi fan. I remember as a child all the things that Gaddafi did. But it just so happened that Gaddafi was chilling. You know, Gaddafi, nobody in his country had any beef. Nobody, there was no humanitarian issues because Gaddafi had a stronghold in his country. So he was just doing his thing. Whether or not he was sending money here or there, that's something that could be investigated. That's something that hasn't been completely proven, although I know there's a lot of media reports that will swear up and down. But, you know, hey, the media, who can necessarily trust them? But Gaddafi wasn't really doing much, but they had to take him out anyway. And so just the same way with Saddam Hussein, when they said, well, listen, you know, he has weapons of mass destruction. To this date, we still don't know where they are. But the issue is that we needed, or the globalists needed, to take them out. So in layman's term, and I want to, you know, just reiterating for all of us, for, you know, for the listeners, looking at a layman's term and not at each individual little thing that's happening in each country, we have to position, or they have to position everything in order to bring it about this whole one world system that they wanted so desperately, you know, since the inception, since they took over, you know, since they took over North America, you know, when George Washington and the likes came over. They need that. Now, what's happening now, Dave, what we were talking about, what's happening with North Korea and all these threats that this guy keeps making? Okay, we want your listeners to understand that these threats that this guy is making, okay, it comes a point in time when he's either completely insane and he's lost it, and, you know, there's just something wrong with him, or then it starts to become like, okay, you know, they're laying it on kind of thick here. You know what I mean? It comes to the point where you have to, like, wake up and start to understand, well, wait a second, because, you know, okay, you told me yesterday you were going to blow me up, and then you told me this morning you're going to blow me up, and you just sent me another email about half an hour ago, you're going to blow me up. Like, okay, I get it, so you're going to blow me up, you know. Oh, I'm going to blow you up. And so what's happening is when you start looking at these things, look at the threats that North Korea is making. He's making and he's putting out all these propaganda videos, you know, these cartoon videos of the United States getting blown up, the United States in crosshairs, and all these things. And once Trump started talking to the Chinese president, President Xi, right, he kind of cut it out a little bit. But then he started threatening again. And what we were talking about for your listeners to know last week, Dave and I, was that then, I believe, in my analysis, was that North Korea made one little boo-boo. And that boo-boo was when North Korea then turned around and snapped at the Chinese government. It's first time, unprecedented, never happened. Okay, and you guys can look this up on the internet. What North Korea did, he gave up, and I have the quote here. The North Korean media put out, and it said, quote, a string of absurd and reckless remarks are now being heard from China every day, only to render the present bad situation tenser. Okay, and then it says, China had better ponder over the grave consequences to be entailed by its reckless act of chopping down the pillar of the DPRK in China relations. So here comes Kim Jong-un, okay, threatening China with grave consequences. Since when does that happen? That doesn't happen.
Right.
I mean, North Korea is literally like a roach, you know, in front of a, you know, 240-pound, you know, muscled-out, yoked-out guy. I mean, they depend on China for everything. Or everything. They have some stuff coming in, like with Iran and things of that nature, but nothing gets through to North Korea without Chinese consent. Okay, China has their boot on their neck, and if President Xi wanted to, I mean, he can just devastate that country. He can stop all kinds of trade, can stop all kinds of medicine, all kinds of food going into that country, and they'd be done. They'd be done like in 3 months. I mean, they'd be done.
Right.
Okay. So then the question then comes: is then why would North Korea start snapping at China? Now, what we discussed was that it seems to be because of what the United States continues to do. Now, please, I want your listeners to keep in mind, take Donald Trump out of this equation right now, because he's the president, but take him out of the equation, and I'll explain why we need to take him out of the equation. Just let's talk about the United States, the military complex, okay, that exists. Just let's talk about the globalists and the people who are pulling the strings behind the scenes. But take Donald Trump out for a second, okay? So what the United States continues to do, and they haven't stopped, is continuing to set up missile defense shields all around the eastern part of Europe, okay, like in Romania.
Right.
They just activated one in Romania, a couple
the
months
Baltic
back.
States.
Mm-hmm. Which completely ticked off Russia. But when you see the reasoning of the United States today, not necessarily a year ago, 2 years, but if you see the reasoning today, because we have a bunch of missile defense systems, we got a bunch of missiles, anti-aircraft missiles, and all kinds of stuff lined up all along the Eastern Europe, you know, and also in allied countries such as, you know, South Korea and Japan and in the Korean Peninsula and off the ocean and off the coast, we have a bunch. And when asked today, well, in layman's term, using my own words, and when asked today, well, why are you still, you know, Russia is cool. I mean, Russia, they're not really threatening anything against the United States. Why are we still, you know, using these Cold War tactics, setting up all these missile defense shields and all? What we say in layman's term is, well, no, because look at North Korea. I mean, this guy, he's putting out videos every time. He's putting out more videos than Puff Daddy used to. You know what I mean? He's saying that we're out here, you know, that they're going to kill us, that he's going to send out missiles, that he's going to do this, he's going to do that. And so now what we have is a justification to continue to set up missile defense shield, because every time Russia says, hey, what are you guys doing? You're setting up another one? The United States says, hey, look at North Korea. I mean, the guy doesn't shut up. See, so we set up another one. Russia comes over, and Russia's like, hey, do you need another one? Well, yeah, because he says he's going to blow up our allies. So, like, they can't reach us, but we got to take care of our allies. So Russia got to shut up. You know what I mean? So then we set up another one. We just opened up that one in Romania. Well, you need another one? Well, yeah, we need another one, because look at this guy, Kim Jong-un. I mean, he doesn't shut up. You see? And so what happened was, right, the reason why I said there was a boo-boo is because then he criticized the Chinese president, the Chinese government, and I think the Chinese government was like, hey, dude, relax, man. You know, hey, you're taking it a step further. I hope you guys are, your listeners are tracking to what I'm analyzing, that the Chinese government is saying, dude, you didn't have to, like, take it that far. If you guys could imagine, like, a comical skit, you know, and then Kim Jong-un said, right. Oh, I'm sorry, is that, you know, I was in the moment, you know, my bad, and he took it back, you know, and that was the mistake that I think kind of made their hand be seen to what's going on, because China, right. Now listen to this, China has to be in on this. You see, the Chinese president comes in and visits Trump. Remember, China was, oh my God, big bad China, big bad China, you know what I mean? China didn't particularly like Obama or his policies, you know, nobody really liked, you know, China. But here comes Trump, and out of all the people that Trump has visited with, President Xi was the only one. They spent the whole weekend together. They spent like a 3-day weekend together in Mar-a-Lago, chilling, playing golf, eating, hanging out. Trump's daughter had her two little kids come out and speak Mandarin Chinese, and everybody was like, oh my God, you know, right. Everybody, oh. And so they had this, so they were together the whole weekend. And so now, remember, Trump said that, you know, they were during the campaign, oh, they were currency manipulators, oh, they're this, we're going to slap them with this fee, we're going to do this, we're going to do, but they leave, and now they're homeboys. So now they leave, and China gets back, you know, a Chinese president gets back home, and here comes Kim Jong-un, you know what I mean, criticizing the Chinese president. There's going to be grave consequences, you know. I think he overstepped his boundaries, and I think they showed the hand. You see, China, yeah. And Mayan, go ahead.
Yeah, they exposed the collusion that was being worked. Yeah, go ahead, Chico Stick. I didn't want to, go ahead.
No, no, you're absolutely right. Thanks. That's the word I was looking for. You see, so now, see, let me back up a little bit. If you had to pick what side you want to help you, okay, you know, and they're both bad, would you pick, let's look at it at a financial, economic, and as a strength point of view, would you want Russia on your side, or do you want China on your side? I mean,
right.
we don't want both, right? But just let's think about it. You know what I mean? Think about it. You know, do you want the biggest, baddest dude, or do you want the coolest, smoothest dude? You know what I mean? So Russia's cool. He's smooth. You know, Putin, no shirt, you know, riding the Marlboro Man, the whole thing on the horse, you know, and all the women crazy for him, blah, 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 blah. Or do you want China, who has a million-man infantry? You know what I mean? And got ballistic missiles, intercontinental ballistic nuclear missiles up the yin-yang. I mean, this guy, I mean, this is no joke. And not only that, but China also happens to be producing a lot of, most of the stuff that we buy. You know, we have a symbiotic relationship. We need Russia. I mean, we need China right now. And China really needs the United States, because we're the biggest buyer of all the stuff that they make. You see? And not only that, but China, they have what? A billion, you know, 1.6 billion people. They need work for all those people. Okay, they need work for all those people. If not, they're going to rebel and just, you know, overrun the government. So the United States provide that. They provide that work for them. Okay, so now here comes the United States and says, well, you know something, let's work together. Let's have
and
a little deal.
Real quick, just to add on to that, I mean, because you look at the overall. Petrodollar status was set up. Really, first it had to go through China for it to work, and that's why Nixon sent Kissinger over to China, and then Nixon is the only president to ever go to China. So yes, the overall collusion and the overall brokering of deals and the affiliations of is very, very strong because of, you know, and it gives, you know, validity to what you're saying and what you're laying out. So I just wanted to for our listeners to know that, because remember when Kissinger went over to and it was an emergency, when Kissinger went over to China, when he was just a national security advisor before he became the Secretary of State, he brokered such a good deal, not with Saudi Arabia, but with China. Came back, he becomes the Secretary of State. And then what does Nixon do after he comes back? He sends in July, Kissinger goes over, makes the deal with China, and then comes back. And that's when 2 weeks later, Nixon closes the gold window. Why? Because all the gold went to China, and that was the deal. That was the deal. So definitely is being laid out, and just to give some historical importance and relevance to it, to what you're saying, as to, and remember, Russia and China have not always, they're actually enemies, and we talked about this on Tando Radio Show, that after the war with the U.S. and everything, I definitely said that I can see China and Russia going to war, and in my opinion, China would definitely win that one. So just what you're laying out is really, really good. Hold on, Chico Stick. We're going to get ready to go to a commercial break, because I don't want you to get too into it and be interrupted by the commercial break. Listen, everyone, if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star, and we'll see you in queue. And what's being laid out here, if you look at the overall strategical importance, Syria is important because of the natural gas pipeline and the overall ties to Iran, the oil that goes through and the natural gas that goes through there. So those areas have to be taken for natural resources to uphold the overall economy. And Libya was important because it is the gateway to the Mediterranean and to that area, and they have light sweet crude oil there. It is a strategically important place to hold in order to have a blue navy to weigh your overall means throughout the world. It's strategically important. And then now, the overall, in the South Sea of China, one of the largest trade routes in the world, and it's only going to expand. Now you can see the importance here, and this is something that we need to be taking notice of, and Chico Stick's going to lay it out. We'll give our opinion. We'd love to hear from you as to what you think and what this could mean. So listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We have a live show for you today. It's with my man Chico Stick, and he's laying out some of the geopolitical roadmaps and the deals that are backdoor deals that are possibly being established. And we'd love to hear from you what you think and what does this mean and why is this so important. We'll definitely try to lay that out. So I want to get back to Chico Stick, and so give us a call if you'd like to get in, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, hit star. I'll see you in queue. I'm on the board. I'll see you, and we'll definitely bring you up. So we're going to go back to Chico Stick. Go ahead, Chico Stick. Let's pick back up where you left off.
Yeah, thanks. So then what happens now basically is that what you have is what appears to be the collusion, a backroom deal with China and the United States, okay, against Russia. You see, but China is not openly doing anything against Russia. This is the way China's part in this works. See, China, like we said, can control North Korea at any time. Okay, it's like their Chihuahua.
Which borders Russia?
Exactly. Okay, but that's the brilliance of this whole thing is what I'm saying, because the United States and their allies and they keep putting up all these missile defense systems all around. They literally have encircled Russia, okay? But they're saying, but it's because North Korea, you know, they can launch it in any direction. They can go over the North Pole, so we need to have stuff up there. They can go over, you know, they can go into Alaska, so we got to have stuff on that side of the Pacific, you know, and so they say all these things, okay? So what's happening now is that, or the way China's part in this is that China is now in collusion and talking with North Korea. And basically, it's again, putting it all in layman's terms, is basically, hey, listen, you know, China's talking to North Korea and says, hey, listen, Kim, I need you to, you know, go ahead and keep making threats. you know, put out a couple, put out a threat like once a week or something, you know, two times a week, whatever you feel you need to do to give to you know what I mean? Because we want it to make it credible. We want it to make it credible, and then we want the people of the United States, oh, my God, yes, you know, we got to keep funding a missile defense system because, my God, if this guy North Korea, you know, if this guy, he's a wacko, this guy's crazy. I mean, he is, but, you know, it makes it even worse. It's like, you know, this guy's a wacko. He's going to kill everybody. He's talking about a nuclear holocaust. We can't allow that. Yes, you know, let's keep putting this missile defensive. And Russia keeps talking against it. They never put this, you know, out on the regular media that Russia has been talking about it. As a matter of fact, I have an article I brought up during the break, and it's entitled, it's called Why Moscow Doesn't Believe Washington on Missile Defense or on Almost Nothing. That's the way it's spelled. Just awesome. It's written by a guy named F. William Engel. But what it says here, this is going back to 2008, okay? And what it talks here in this article is how then President Medvedev, okay, says that he ordered, he said he was prepared to deploy, and I'll read a part, it says he's prepared to deploy its missiles on the border of the EU between Poland, Lithuania, near Georgia, and NATO member Turkey to counter the advanced construction process of the U.S. ballistic missile defense shield. Quote, the Russian Federation will deploy in the west and the south of the country modern weapon system that could be used to destroy the European component of the U.S. missile defense system, end quote. Basically saying, I'm going to move my missiles so that if I feel I got to destroy the U.S. missile defense system, I could do it in a split second. He goes, so he ordered all. See, again, this is the kind of stuff that nobody hears on the news. So we're building missile defense systems, you know, supposedly because Kim Jong-un, but the Russians keep moving their missile defense systems to counter ours because they, according to them, they know what the deal is. Okay, we have to understand that these Russians, okay, they're not, you know, they have spying technology which is world-renowned, okay? They got spies all up and down the U.S. You know, China may have one or two, but they're not as sophisticated as the Russians. I mean, the Russians have been spying for many years. Okay, and they know, you know, when they make moves like this, they know why they're doing it. Okay, we have to understand, Russia has a huge territory, but they don't have that many people. Okay, Russia doesn't have as many, and their army isn't as big either. As a matter of fact, Russia, this is kind of funny, and I don't know if your listeners know about this, but Russia actually...
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, we laid it out for the Russian military in the series that we're doing, but go ahead.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know if you guys remember this, but a few years ago, I think probably almost 10 years ago or something like 8 years ago, they actually, they signed into law in Russia that if a couple, they have a make love day or something like that, you know, in Russia. It's like an official Russian holiday, and it's like make a love, and if you become pregnant on that day and you can prove it, the Russian government, they give you something like $300,000, you know, they just buy your house and they pay for your, you know, the health care and everything for your baby to be born, because they're trying to encourage people to have babies. They don't have enough people. I mean, they have nothing compared to what China has, you see. And so that's what kind of it's kind of messing them up, like in their plans, that they can't really. So when everybody hears like, oh, Russia's gonna invade the United States, you know, and unfortunately you hear that a lot in Christian circles. I mean, I have to put that out there, and it's really sad, you know, when you hear, you know, oh, God told me that Russia's gonna, you know, invade the United States. No, they're not. You know, they're not. Listen, brother, I'm sorry. I don't know what spirit you listen to, but no, they're not. They don't have they don't have the capability. I mean, can they launch a nuclear missile? Yes, they could do that.
Yeah,
but when it says, you know, God showed me in a vision, Russian troops roaming the street. No, he didn't. You know what I mean? Like, could you imagine they don't have enough people to take over Los Angeles. Could you imagine the Russian troops trying to go into Los Angeles? They got to go up against Ray Ray and Jose and Pico and Rico Suave and everybody. I mean, you got not just the military, then you have the National Guard, then you have the police force, and then you have every dude on the street, they got a gun. You think Russia's going to be that stupid to send, you know, their infantry, their most prized infantry, that, again, they don't really have much of one. They're going to send it into the streets of L.A. or New York to deal with all of that. They're going to get slaughtered. I mean, yeah, they might do some damage, but they're going to get slaughtered. So, no.
Right. They don't have the Navy to do that. They don't have the naval... they don't have the blue navy to do that. They don't have the capabilities of doing that. This is why their missiles is their defense is they have to defend by missiles. because as Chico Stick says, Russia has never been invaded successfully. You can't invade Russia because there's nothing out there and it's harsh. So Chico is absolutely right. They don't have the means to actually invade any real country. But go ahead, Chico Stick.
But you're absolutely right. Exactly. And so, like you said, their big thing is their missiles. So everybody, well, you know, he got the ICBMs. We got to chill out because we don't want this guy, you know, going crazy. So we got to chill out. So that's why everybody leave Russia alone. He's cool. Leave him alone. You see? But this is the problem. He is not playing along with the one world order. Now, we don't know what's going to happen, what president is going to come after, you know, Putin. You know, Putin's been holding on to power forever because I don't know if your listeners remember, but Putin used to be the prime minister. Then, you know, then Medvedev took over. Then Medvedev, you know, slid back down. Then Putin came back up. You know what I mean? So it's like they're playing like, you go, then it's my turn, then you go, now it's my turn. So
they've been, and that's, right.
Yeah, they've been holding on to power for a long time. So I don't know what's going to happen after that, if he's just going to change the laws to continue to stay in power, or if he's just going to put another puppet and then he'll slide back down to do something like, you know, defense secretary or, you know, whatever, and then come back, you know, a few years later. Who knows? But as of right now, they openly talk against this whole one world order. So he's the problem. Okay, now where does now the new President Trump fit on all of this? Because see, President Obama, see, he was hip to all of this stuff. Because, you know, whether or not, you know, your listeners, you know, are aware of this, this again, like I've always said to you, Dave, I'm telling you the analysis. This has nothing to do with politics. Like, oh, I like, you know, Obama and I hate Trump, or I like, you know, Hillary, or like, this has nothing to do with that. But they're just players, okay? They're just players in this big game, okay? But Obama knew. He knew what the score was. Like, he knew all the stuff. You know what I mean? And he went along with this whole one world thing. You have to understand that. Okay? He went along with this whole one world thing because that's something that, for whatever reason, he believed in. Okay? You know, he went out to Europe a bunch of times. He went to Germany, gave the speech. This is the stuff that he believed in.
Yep.
You know, he was part of the globalists, you know, who wanted to push this one world agenda. He gave his one world agenda just like Bush and his father, you know, Bush before him. You know, they wanted this one world agenda.
Right.
They were pushing. I mean, you guys can look up reports, go on the internet and look up, even the Pope Francis calls that we need a one world order. And not only that, but he went further and he goes, we need a one world bank. I mean, this is the Pope. It's like, you know, dude, why aren't you preaching? You know, why are you talking about one world bank? But anyway, so here we have, you know, everybody pushing this idea. But now here comes Trump and he's elected and everybody hates him. Now, we have to understand why. It's not because, oh, he's a male chauvinist, not because he's a pig, not because, you know, like they said I was listening to Cat Williams. I know you guys know who Cat Williams is. Cat Williams was funny. He said, man, for the first time in my life, I turned on the TV, I heard something I've never heard before. I never thought I would hear before. He says, you know, you got to grab women by their blanks. He goes, I thought I never heard that before in a presidential election, but there you go. You know, so you have this guy who people say, you know, he's a pig, he's a charlatan, he's this, he's that. And we have to understand that when
you got a call in, too, just so you know, Chico Stick.
When the world hates you, okay, when the world hates you, or the media hates you, or this group of people hates you, it's because you're doing something that's going against everything. You have to understand that. And now, I'm not saying, you know, I'm not talking about his. When I make this reference, please don't misunderstand me. I'm not talking about his Christianity or his faith or anything like that. But the example that I use is when in the scriptures, and you guys know that I often quote scripture in the scriptures, when the Lord said, listen, they hated me, they're going to hate you. And the slave can't be greater than the master. So you're not going to go around and, you know, you're living a good life and everybody loves you, but they hated me, because then that means you're doing something wrong. You're not doing what I did if everybody loves you and you're the man. You see what I mean? So here comes this guy, and he's the wrench that was thrown into this whole thing. And he got elected, and people still scratching their heads like, oh, my God, what are we going to do now? Because now the plans that Hillary was supposed to continue for this whole push for the one world movement, the whole one world order, is now in a backspin. It's literally in a tailspin. And we can go into these other countries that you mentioned before, but I think you want to take your call, Dave.
Yeah, we're going to take this caller real quickly, Chico Stick, and definitely. And my man Scotty says, I'll catch up with that. He said they wanted Hillary, but they got Trump. Yep, so true.
And so now it's time to get, now they want to get rid of him. Yeah, exactly. It's, but I mean, because he makes it easy as well. Very, very easy for that too. So, all right, let's get to this caller. Welcome, caller. I think it's brother Davis. I know it is brother Davis. Yeah, it's brother Davis. Welcome, caller, brother Davis or sister Davis. Welcome on to your show. What's your question and comment for Chico Stick, brother Davis? I wasn't sure if it was you or Sister Davis. What's going on, Brother Davis? You on with Chico Stick?
I can't complain, brother. I can't complain. How you doing, Brother Chico?
Always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Thank you, sir. How are you?
Absolutely, absolutely. Listen, I wanted to ask you this. And when the Pope came back in, 2 years ago, when he was in New York and made his presentation, he also stated that Jesus wasn't the head of the church, and that the church should seriously consider the operation of a one religion world.
Yes. Yes, he
now,
did.
Let me ask you this.
That's right, Brother
let
David.
Me ask you this. Not a problem. Let me ask you this. Do you think that that's possible? And if so, what route of action do you think you will take next? And I'll go back in the room and listen, brother.
Okay, that's a good question, Brother Davis. Thank you. In my opinion, that is possible. And not only is it possible, I believe that based on just prophecy, it's going to happen. And it has to happen. I mean, it has to happen if we are to believe the scriptures. You know, the Pope is going to, his reign over the church, as you know, as we would call it, is going to slide back down. You're going to see it happening because he has to start saying things. You see the way Brother Davis just you know spoke about that. See, the Pope throws this. It's like everybody, they throw like a little fish hook out there. You know, in Spanish they say a gancho. They just throw something out there and just let it ferment. And everybody's like, wow, did he just say that? That Jesus isn't the head of the church? Who? What? How? You know. And that just lays back there. But when the time comes for these things to happen, you know, it was that's what we talked about. You know, they're going to look, well, yeah, that's what we said. You understand what I'm saying, David?
Yes, yes, definitely. Yes. I'm sorry, I was just reading something Scotty said. Yes.
Because, you know, you have to, you know, there's people, and I don't know which way you want to take the show, Dave, because what Brother David has, it kind of goes into like, you know, like it has to go into biblical prophecy, because the Pope obviously represents, you know, he's the representation of God on earth. That's really what the Pope is. I mean, according to the Catholic faith. Okay, but you have to understand that also that, you know, like evangelicals and Baptists and Pentecostals, and you know, they don't really recognize the Pope as, you know, having any kind of authority. You know what I mean? So thank God for that, I guess, you know. But he's gonna have to slide back down, and he's gonna have to continue to preach this, because according to the scriptures, he or one of his followers or one of the people associated with the church is gonna wind up being most probably the false prophet. You know, somebody who can call fire, somebody who can, you know, perform miracles, you know, before the beast, which most Christians call the Antichrist, before the beast is to come. And this beast, who's going to be the representation, who's going to be, let's say, the worldwide president, okay, the false prophet is going to tell everybody, this is the guy you have to worship. You see, so yeah, this is the man. I mean, no mention of Jesus. This is the guy that everybody has to look for, because this is the guy who has who's going to solve all our issues. This is the guy who's going to solve our problems. Again, that's, you know, biblical prophecy. You go into, you know, Daniel. You can also go into the book of Revelation, you know, and find those things if you guys want to read up on that.
Hey, brother, hold on, Chico Stick. We got another caller in queue. You ready for another call, Chico Stick?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, cool. We got caller, my brother Mel, out of OK. Mel, welcome on Tando Radio Show. What is your question or comment for Chico Stick today, brother? Go ahead.
Peace, brothers.
Peace, yes, Big Mel.
Yo, I just had a random question. Why did the United States order like 30,000 guillotines when Obama was in office? But that's not my question. I was just throwing that out.
I missed you, Mel. Right. Your phone went out. I couldn't hear you. I don't know if Chico Stick or anyone else could hear you. You said, why did, and then it kind of faded out. Say it again.
why did the United States order like 30,000 guillotines?
Yeah, I remember that.
Why did they do that? What was that about? Who was that for?
Well, I don't know if you guys are researching. When that happened, I think that was in 2013. When that happened, we started looking into it. I couldn't find anything to verify that. I don't know if that's true. Up to date, I haven't been able to find, if that was true or not. I mean, it might have been something that circulated in the internet. They talked about how some of them were like half of them or something was in Georgia and the other half were like in Montana, and start beheading people now. Just because there's, it's not verified, we can't verify. That doesn't mean that it doesn't happen, because we can see very clearly, Brother Mel, that most things that are in the news, we've come to find out later it's false, it's fake.
Yes,
unfortunately.
Yes,
so
what
I
about the
time
the and then the conspiracies are true.
Well, conspiracy agendas or conspiracy theories.
Right. Conspiracy agendas. Yeah. And Mel said, what about the coffins? Now, Chico Sick, Mel was asking, what about the coffins?
The coffins are real. Okay? Now, the excuse, or I shouldn't say the reasoning behind the coffins is because it's the same reason why they keep, telling everybody, well, listen, you have to be prepared. Remember the Nassau video? The Nassau spokesman puts out a video. Everybody who lives by the coast, make sure you have enough food, enough water. You have a bug out bag. You have, 72 hours of the rations at least. And they put out all these things, and everybody's like, oh my God, why is the guy in NASA telling us that we have to prepare for these things? Now, in Zone 6, I think, FEMA Zone 6, they have just a bunch of coffins. And I can tell you firsthand, I can't tell you for secondhand, let's say, because my family is in Puerto Rico. And I have a cousin who just retired, a lieutenant police officer. And I also have a bunch of family out there, who are involved in the National Guard. And they've told me this. As a matter of fact, I David, I don't know if I sent it to you. I got a picture like a couple of years ago. Man, I should have.
I remember. Yeah, you sent it to me. Yeah. That's why when he said the coffins, I kind of snuckled and laughed, because I said, oh, yeah, Gio's going
to
tell you. Yeah. He sent it to me right away.
Yeah, Brother Mel, the coffin things are real, and they're just stockpiling them in Puerto Rico. And the reason why they're stockpiling them in Puerto Rico, again, and this is just Puerto Rico, I can't speak for what they're doing in the country, but in Puerto Rico, the reason why they're stockpiling them is because they have reason to believe. Reason, I mean, I don't know where they're getting it, but they have reason to believe that in the immediate future, or sometime in the immediate future, there's going to be some kind of asteroid strike somewhere around the Caribbean. And they know it's going to take them all out. As a matter of fact, they've gone so far, and I'm telling you this, as you're listening to me today, because my aunts, everybody's all over there. As a matter of fact, they have we have a beachfront property. Not that that's, don't think it's, oh my God, he's rich. Trust me, beachfront property in Puerto Rico, no, you got pigs and dogs, everybody walking around, so it's not as fancy as you think, But they live right up on the beach, and the National Guard went around giving everybody flyers and like little booklets. And ordered everybody to have, my aunt says, I have bug, they made us, have bug out bags. She didn't call it a bug out bag, that's what I'm telling you. She said, they made us have bags ready, 72 hours with the food. We have to have our shoes and everything ready by the door. They've done drills where they'll sound the alarm, the tsunami alarms. And they already told everybody the evacuation routes, do not take cars because they'll jam the streets. So they already prepped everybody on the island for like the last, 2-3 years for something that's coming that nobody knows what it's supposed to be or when it's supposed to strike. The reality of the matter is, like my cousins told me, he says, if it does strike, there's absolutely no way, once they sound that tsunami alarm, there's absolutely no way you're going to be able to get to the... I mean, you ever seen a tsunami wave? That's just going to come in. Nobody's going to run to no
it's
hills.
It's faster than the plane.
But the thing about it is, in order for the government to wash their hands and the CYA, like, oh, well, we told them to be prepared, we told them to get ready. So everything that we could do, they've already, as a matter of fact, they've pulled back, listen to this, they've pulled back the National Guard bases from the beach. They put them up in the mountains. See, a lot of people don't know about that, but they moved them back up to the mountain to higher territory up there to get them away from potential waves and to try and salvage from whatever's coming. So as far as the coffins are concerned, they are 100% real.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my last question, Brother Chico Stick, is with our relationship with China, like you mentioned earlier about, you know,
their relationship.
Yes. Thank you. But like, you know, the ones that's really pulling the string, man, are we already too intertwined in bed, you know, laid out down with dogs type, get fleas? I mean, I think we already too embedded. Us in China, well, you know, them in China is too late. We're just going to go into receivership, but it's right. not going to, I mean, I don't know. I don't even know really my question, but I'm like, damn.
I know exactly where you're going. I mean, at least I think I do. And you're absolutely right. And I was probably going to just quickly touch on that later on. You're absolutely right. It is as far as the whole scheme of things, because remember, let's not lose ourselves with the little things here and, oh my God, they're raising taxes there, you know, all that stuff is a distraction. I mean, it's real, but it's all a distraction. But as far as the big scheme of things, aren't we all intertwined? Aren't we too far along to say, hey, we're going to stop this? No, we're going to do our own thing. No, yeah, you're absolutely right. We're too far, you know, intertwined with the whole, not just with China, but with the whole globalist. Because we have to understand that it's the what they call the hidden hand behind the whole thing. You know, like all the Masons, you know, everybody puts the hand in their breast pocket, you know, like Napoleon and everybody. That's the hidden hand that's behind the whole globalist movement. And it has
Jesuits do that all the time. Yeah,
it has to happen. And that comes from, by the way, when Moses, you know, when Moses said, you're going to send me, who am I? And God said, put your hand inside your breast, you know, and he took it out. He had, you know, leprosy, and he put it back in, and it was cured again. That's the power behind the hand. The hidden hand is what they call it. And, of course, the devil always does things to, you know, to copy. But anyway, this thing, like you're saying, Mel, what happens is, that's why I was saying that the wrench that was thrown in was the election of Donald Trump, and not only that, but the vote for the people to Brexit, you know, for the whole Brexit, because it's not going to stop it. It's not going to stop. All they're doing is delaying, and what it is, it's making the globalists more desperate, which is kind of also bad. It's making them desperate because they wanted to be somewhere by now in their plans, and now it's like, we, you know, elected this idiot now, and, you know, we have these idiots in Europe, you know, all revolting and trying to get out of the EU, and they're trying desperately to hold it together. And the reason why that's going to make it dangerous, Mel, and, you know, for all the rest of the listeners, the reason why it's dangerous is because once you start getting desperate, once you start getting impatient, then that's when, number one, yeah, you make mistakes, which I think that whole North Korea thing was a mistake when, you know, he started talking to China bad. But when they start making mistakes, but now they might want to do things to kind of like nudge us along where we're supposed to be, you see? And nudging us along would mean nothing short of war, okay? And that's going to be a problem,
right?
Because the kind of war we fight today is not going to be, you know, like back in the days, you know, shooting,
no.
Some bayonets come out, you know, a couple of boots on the ground. Hey, I mean, it could be catastrophic because we have drones, but guess what? They have drones too. And we don't have the capability to stop every single little drone. So, you know, you're walking, you know, down the street one day, hey, let's go to Macy's, you know, let's go to, you know, JCPenney. They got some sales July the 4th. Boom, and the whole thing just comes up. You know, that's the kind of new war that we're talking about. You know what I mean? And that's why it's very dangerous.
Exactly, because the overall, there is no, in today's world, and I believe that all of these entities are in cahoots with each other. In today's world, there is no garrison. There is no front line. There is no area behind the front lines. There's no such thing as being on the front lines, because you have cyber attacks, you have bioweapons by the food, you have everything, you have weather manipulation. Who's going to get away from an earthquake?
And
who's
going to
get away from a volcano? And now they're talking about Yellowstone and everything. And I just want to add one thing. Chico said, one of the things that I had researched and I saw was that the U.S. had made deals with Brazil to take on their citizens. They actually paid Brazil to take on U.S. citizens. And who do you think those U.S. citizens are? It ain't you and me. It's to take on their citizens after a natural disaster of biblical proportions. And what would that be? That's Yellowstone or something much more. And what is Yellowstone doing now? So it's just so many variables, and all of this stuff can be used against us by technology. That's the hidden hand of power, is technology. So definitely go ahead, Chico Stick. Well, yeah, we got two more minutes, Chico Stick, before we got to go to our last commercial break. So go ahead.
Okay, so then let me throw this in for the 2 minutes. Then you have what you spoke about, and these are things that are distractors. They're real things, but they're distracted because you spoke about the bomb.
Right.
That's why I'm mentioning it. Okay, Russia supplies Germany with gas. Okay, so we know that. Okay, so now, you know, they put those sanctions, like you spoke about before, on some of these Russian entities. So what's that going to do? Well, Russia says, well, you know something, I'm just going to stop the gas to your boys in Germany. So Germany doesn't like that, and so she's kind of coming out against Trump now. Say, listen, you guys got to stop that, because now they're going to screw us up with our gas. We need gas to live. My people need gas, right? So here comes the United States and says, okay, well, listen, you need gas, we'll sell it to you. Don't worry about Russia. And as a matter of fact, we'll sell it to you a few cents cheaper. How's that? You see? So in that sense, yeah, it's happening where the United States is trying to make that money. Trump is all about making money. I mean, you got to understand that, because he's all about making money. He's like, oh, we'll put the sanctions on the, you know, but it's kind of like a back sort of, you know, down and dirty way to make the money. But in the actuality, that's what's happening. You know, you have the wild card, where we can talk into in your next segment. The wild cards in this whole thing is going to be Russia, Syria, China, and North Korea. Those are the wild cards that we got to look for. Okay.
And Iran.
The EU was almost collapsing, and they may still collapse, but because May lost, and now, and for the listeners who don't understand what happened with Theresa May, I can explain it, it'll take a minute to explain happened when she lost the majority in the House, because she really stepped in it, and, you know, and it backfired on her. So we can talk about that real quick also, Dave.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, getting ready to go to a commercial break, and if you'd like, you got another caller in queue, Chico Stick, so we'll go to that caller right when we come back. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform, Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., with my man Chico Stick is here. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. And the reason why we bring this type of stuff, because these are some of the things that you should know so that you and your family and our community can make the proper preparation so that when things go awry, you will be prepared and not will be in the same mix as those that don't know and in the masses, because that's what this system wants. It can only really sustain itself through ignorance, and that is very, very critical. So we got our man Chico Stick with us here, and we got another caller in queue, Chico Stick. So when you're ready to take that caller, let's jump into it.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do that.
Okay, we got a caller out of I'm gonna let them say because I don't want to be wrong. Welcome caller, area code 719. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where you're calling from? And what is your question or comment for Chico Stick?
Hey, what's up, Dave? What's up, Scotty?
Come on. What's up, brother?
Oh man, enjoying my day off. I got a good one going on. I just wanted to ask,
man.
Chico, I've been stumbling into like a lot of grassroots news articles and moms and pops from overseas and stuff, but particularly one here in America. A gentleman, and I put it on your page, Dave, about a week ago. There's a gentleman from articles I've been reading about Egypt. I wanted to know what is Egypt's role in all this? Because somebody, an article I read said Egypt has set themselves up to be a very strategic person or a country in this whole chaos we're talking about. And that's my question.
Well, there's a spiritual, okay, but then there's also, and they might actually have more information on Egypt than I do, but the as far as Egypt is concerned, you see, when we took out that Egyptian guy, and you guys got to forgive me because I don't have, you know, I forget his name, but when we took him out, he was more of a dictator. No, he was more of a dictator than anything, and he was a guy who wasn't going along with the program. We have to understand that we have to, and I keep saying we only because we live in the United States, but the globalists need people to go along. So it is a strategic point. It is sits on the Mediterranean. So as far as, you know, military is concerned, yeah, it is a strategic point. You know, yeah, I mean, it's a good base. It's not far from Israel if anything happened. It's a good strategic point, you know, launching place in the Mediterranean. You know, and it's good to have them as an ally because then we can fly our airplanes over and we can land and fuel and do things of that nature. But you have to remember, we always need people who are going to go along with the program. And that guy wasn't going along with the program. So next thing you know, how do you get along with this? Because he was democratically elected. I mean, he's a Democrat. You know, it's how do we do this? We can't just go in and kill people the way, you know, it used to be done before. So lo and behold, we have this thing called Arab Spring. So Arab Spring rises up, which is really nothing more, and I'll just call it what it is. It was nothing more than a CIA operation. You know, they always do the same thing. They send in a bunch of people, you know, they send in a handful of guys, and, you know, they go in and they stir up the youth, and they go on social media, and they, you know, the Facebook and the Twitter, and they, we're going to have a meeting against this guy because, you know, and they always say the same thing, civil rights, you know, the women can't do this, and look at the way they treat the old people, and they always do this. And once it stirs up and once it actually gets going, then the operatives, they leave, they go back to their country, they come back over here and have their pizza, their Chinese food, they're chilling, right? But over there, they leave that big mess. You know, and then what the United States and the countries do, oh my God, look what he's doing. He's fighting the protesters just because they're protesting. Oh my God, we can't allow that to happen. We have to send in, you know, military action. And so we go ahead and send in military. We get rid of this guy because he's no good for the people. And then, you know, we stand by as we watch somebody get elected, you know, wink, wink. And, you know, somebody gets in there and we're like, you see, that's your president now. But now this is a guy who goes along with the program. So that's as far as, I mean, there might be more nefarious, you know, something going on with Egypt that I'm not aware of, but spiritually also, Egypt is key. Egypt is going to be key because a lot of stuff was born out of Egypt. Okay, those pyramids and them, the Sphinx and all the stuff that's there, you know, it's there for a reason, and that's the topic of a whole another show. But those things are there, and as a matter of fact, in the scripture, it points to those pyramids, and next time we speak, David, maybe we can talk about that. And, you know, it points to there because there's something that has to happen in Egypt in the future according to the biblical prophecy. So again, if you control, looking at it at the spiritual point of view, if you control, you know what I mean, it's like controlling all the pieces of the board. If you can control everything and you're the bad guy, then you think you can roll, you're in charge, but it's not really going to happen that way for these globalists.
So true. And in Egypt, you know, Mubarak wouldn't go along with the program anymore. That's exactly why. And remember, he was the young vice president to Anwar Sadat. And he wasn't going along with the program anymore. And since he wasn't going along with the program, the strategical importance of Egypt, because of where it sits strategically, is so, so important. Just think, how would you be able to fully encompass Iran and sever Iran from Russia support, and by severing that gas that's there, if you don't have Egypt? You can't.
Hey,
you can't. Yeah, go ahead.
So by that, do you mean, I think it was, is it the Black Sea or the China Sea that sits in between Egypt and,
No, the Black Sea, the Black Sea is up above the off to the side of the Mediterranean. That's in by Russia.
Right. In this article,
they're right off of the Mediterranean.
What I gathered from that article, Dave, it was that they were basically saying, and forgive me for not knowing at this point in time, whatever seaport or ocean port that Egypt has, you know,
the Strait of Hormuz.
Okay, that would be it. They're saying that that point is a strategic position for anybody specifically. I guess if America is trying to get in there, they would hold the key to that checkmate, I guess. And because they've been so silent in this situation, and it left the question there to ask, who are they siding with? I'll mute my line.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that. The Strait of Hormuz is so, so important, because that's where so much of the world's oil has to get out of to get to delivery throughout the world. And so that is one part that Egypt actually controls. That point it's all about strategical positioning. So because it's the flow of assets. Without assets, you don't control anything. It's the only way that you can do it. So yes, that's a strategical. That's one of the wild cards that Chico Six was talking about, because right there is Iran. Is right
well,
there. Iran is right there. Go ahead, Chico
Six. I don't know if you're talking about the same thing, Dave. I don't want to correct you. the Strait of Hormuz is it's off of the Strait of Hormuz. You may be, I'm just quoting the wrong one, but just for your listeners, so you know they don't look it up later and say, what are you talking about? The Strait of Hormuz is actually off of the United Emirates. That's off on the Saudi Arabia side.
In Oman, right. In Iran. It's the other one.
And so Egypt, they have, they're like in the, it doesn't connect to Egypt, but they have like the Strait of Suez. You know, the Strait of Suez.
Strait of Suez. That's the one I was talking about. The Strait of Suez, right. But it's still the same in strategic. You're absolutely right. Sorry about it. I got them mixed up with the Strait of Hormuz and the Suez. Yes.
But I also want to remind the listeners again that it's all correct. That's all, you know. It's strategic. You know, oil comes in, oil comes out. Egypt is a big country. It's a big territory. The United States needs them so we can, you know, land there, so we can land the planes, so we can refuel. It's a launching pad. You know, and all of those things are very nice. The scripture is very interesting. That Egypt, in the biblical times, okay, you know, because it was in Egypt, Sudan, South Sudan, Ethiopia, and all of that. Egypt, the portion of Egypt stretched all the way down to what is Ethiopia. Okay,
right.
And into what the Horn of Africa is, which today is like Somalia, and that whole section was referred to as Kush, just like the person Kush, like the Kushites. When they talked about the Kushites, you know, it eventually
Black
just
people.
Turned into the Ethiopians, you know, but it encompassed, you know, Egyptians and what today is Sudan and what Ethiopia, because that's that portion of the land that Kush, you know, took and inhabited, and he put his people in. And so there's prophecy concerning the Kushites. There's prophecy concerning Kush and all that whole section, you know, of Africa. And that's also very interesting. But again, that's for another topic, because now we'll stay there for 2 hours also.
No. Great point. Very, very, very important. So let me see anyone else on the board. And excuse me for that mistake, y'all. I get those straits and messed up. And the Suez Canal, right, the Suez Canal. Thanks, Scotty. The Suez Canal is very, very, and the Suez Canal is very, very narrow. So very, very important. Thanks, Scotty. Let me see. I think we got one more. Oh, shoot. Okay, we got a caller out of PA, area code 215, out of Pennsylvania. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your question or comment for Chico Stick?
How you doing? Can I be heard?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's going on, brother?
What's happening, Dave? I appreciate this show. Mr. Chico, thank you for coming back. Always a pleasure. But I just wanted to ask a question in relation to a question that a previous caller had brought up. And you touched on, you know, the globalists and how they, you know, might feel like their back is against the proverbial wall and that they might try and lash out to speed up the process for their plans. My question is given the amount of media coverage of, you know, like Black Death, you know, man, woman, and children just being killed extrajudiciously, do you, in your humble opinion, do you think that may or may not be part of their agenda to speed up possibly a race war, amongst other things?
When you speak of the women and children being killed, you mean here in this country?
I mean, well, literally globally, but let's just narrow it down specifically to the United States of America. Yes, sir.
So, to try and ignite a racial war?
Yeah, trying to ignite a racial war, which perhaps potentially could lead to a larger conflict.
They could, and we as and that's a good question. I appreciate that question because it brings everything back sort of into a local perspective. We have to understand that it always has been, I mean, I shouldn't say always, but for a very, very, very long time, it's always been about race in order to divide us. You see, there's something that that these people who manipulate the strings, there's something that they know, which is a mystery, which I have not been able to figure out, and it's even literally... it's even in the scripture. I'll quote it for you. Chucks, here it is. I could find that for you. When God saw them building the Tower of Babel, what did He say? He says, "Come." It says, "Come, let us." Oh, I'm sorry. It says, "Indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language." And this is what they begin to do. Now, nothing that they propose to do would be withheld from them. Now, how do I apply that to your question? You see, when we're all united, black, white, Hispanic, brown, it doesn't matter, right? When we're all united, according to scripture and according to what we know as far as ourselves and our humanity, there really is nothing that we can imagine that we can't do. Okay? And so if we're united together and we say, hey, listen, this politician, this guy is a sleazebag, he needs to go. Every time that we would vote, it would be like 100% of the people voted for this person, or it would be 100% of the people voted for that person. You see, but they can't have that. Why? Because we're going to be too smart collectively, and we're going to understand what they're trying to do. And so you have to find ways to divide us. You have to find those ways. Locally, you have to find a way to divide. Oh, well, that guy is rich. He don't care about you. I mean, he's filthy rich. Look at the way he looks at you. And then we start thinking to ourselves, like, that is true. Did you see the way he looked at me? Man, he doesn't. Well, why did he not? Because he's rich. Or look at him. Well, he nothing but a Puerto Rican, you know, speak. Yeah, that's true. He's out here trying to get my job. Or, man, look at these Mexicans. He's out there trying to get our jobs, working for cheap. You see? Or look at that guy, man. He's black. You know, what's he doing standing on the corner? Well, he's not doing anything. But just because he's black, now all of a sudden he is doing, quote unquote, something. You see? And that's the way it has to be, brother, because the thing about it is that if we're united, they're in trouble. If we were united from the beginning, we would have been overthrown this government. And I'm not calling for anything. Please, nobody, you know, say, oh my God, he's calling for violence. Overrun it in the sense for good. You know, we would put our people in there, you know, real, not these sleazebags that are in there following the world agenda. And so I don't believe it'll go into like an actual race war where, you know, people are going to, you know, the shooting and the stabbings and things like that. I don't think it'll go that far, because I think that before that happens, I think that globally something is going to happen. But in the meantime, it's a good way to keep you from talking to me. You know what I mean? It's a good way for me to stop talking to Dave, because Dave is black and I'm Puerto Rican. Why do I want to talk to Dave for? You know? And that's just like a perfect way. You have to understand the socioeconomic way to keep people apart has been a tool, has been a strategy, not just here, but all over the world, to keep people apart.
Chico,
Scotty had a question for you, Chico. So go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, it's not a question, but it's an observation, piggybacking off of what he just said about race. Now, let me preface my comment by saying this. I don't believe there's anything wrong with people acknowledging their cultural heritage or ethnicities, okay? When I used to live in Detroit, I used to go to the Greek festival or any kind of cultural festival to try out the food and stuff like that. So there's nothing wrong with that, okay? It's nothing wrong with it's beautiful, actually, that we have all these different cultures who have so much of diversity to contribute. Now, let me say this, though. When it comes to the system, I believe they focus on race on purpose for the same reasons that Chico just said. Take, for example, the 18-year-old black child that just got shot in the head in Pennsylvania by this white guy. So the media going to ask the prosecutor, do you think race has anything to do with this? Now, the prosecutor said, we have no evidence to say that this is racism. This was a savage crime committed by a human being against another human being. Now, that's smart on the prosecutor's part, not just because perhaps they didn't uncover any evidence where they can definitively say, well, you know, we went in the guy's car and he had all this KKK literature and he wanted to harm, said he wanted to harm black people like Dylann Roof. And so when he goes to the trial, I believe they make it about race so that ignorant people who find their ways on the jury, it won't be about the facts of the case. It'll be about
the race.
It'll be about the race. Well, that's a black person. I'm white. They practicing reverse racism. Everything got to be about racism, and they just ignore the facts. Now, another thing is I track police shootings in this country. Every day I'm checking Killed by Police Facebook page. I'm checking the Free Thought Project. You know, I'm seeing all these killings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ask yourself, why does it only make the news when it's black people being killed by police, when white men are the most shot down by police in the country? It's got to be a reason for that. Then it becomes a contest between, well, we get shot the most. No, we get shot the most. Instead of them two groups coming together and saying, we got to do something about these police shooting us. So I just wanted to add that to what Chico said. I believe it's a psyops program. Again, I'm not saying dismiss racism. Racism is real. Institutional racism is real. But there's a reason why the media is so quick to always point out a person's race instead of just focusing on the facts of the case.
Thank you, Drew.
Right.
My attempts at, you know, countering racism, that conversation is one that comes up repeatedly, and I have a hard time articulating that point thoroughly. So thank you both, Chico and Scotty.
Thank you, brother, for calling. And listen, we're going to... Chico's sick, man. Too long to having you since the last time you was on. Always greatly appreciate you. And I'm going to just tell you, you know, everyone knows my relationship with Chico Stick. Let me tell you just something about what Scotty expressed and everything else. You know, I'm going to tell you, you know a little about my background. Chico and I worked at the same place, but we never knew each other, but we had some mutual friends. And then when we finally met, we know one thing, that this society teaches a certain thing so that it will best serve the agenda
of the objective that is at hand, and that's to subjugate and enslave everyone. And how do you do it? You have to divide them first and foremost. And let me tell you, brutality is brutality, and it's only something that is taught for a reason. And that reason is to control. Control. So, Chico Stick, I just want to say thank you for coming on, brother. We're going to have you back again. When you get some time, let me know. And then we'll have you back, because this goes into so much more, you know, because there is definitely an agenda, and we wanted to pill us out because we want people to be as prepared as they really, really, I mean, as much as they possibly can. As you know, in my overall preparedness group, Chico Stick is in that. It's because it's just that important. It's, you know, that's how we met mutually in building, and this is the overall friendship and the brothership that we have now together that now is being shared with you all. So we absolutely appreciate you, Chico Stick, and look forward to you being back on. So for those of you that called in, thank you all for calling in. Thank you, Mel, Brother Davis. Thank you, my man Ramon, that called in, and the brother that called in out of San Diego, and just you. Thank you all, Scotty. Thank you for you being you, Strategic Melon, you being you. Everyone else, Brother Bragg, if you would, you can chime us out of here. And remember, it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Chico Stick, thank you so much, man. Hit me up in a little bit, I'll talk to you. I'm gonna be home in a little bit, so I got to let you know, just in case something happens. I know where to come.
I know that boy will cost some money, because it's heavy as it can be.
Brother Bragg was a little bit busy. So, okay, he got a little busy. All right, y'all. So, we're going to get ready to get out of here. Much love, much respect. We'll catch you a little bit later. Peace. Good night.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.